Welcome to another episode of Medical Imaging Insights. I'm your host, Scott Kaler, and today we have a very special guest with us, Dr. Suresh Mukherjee. Dr. Mukherjee is a renowned radiologist with extensive experience in the field of head and neck imaging. Welcome to the show, Dr. Mukherjee. Doctor.
Thank you, Scott. It's a pleasure to be here. I look forward to our discussion today.
Let's dive straight into our topic for today, imaging of HPV plus oropharyngeal cancer. Dr. Mukherjee, could you elaborate on the role of MRI versus CT in the evaluation of HPV plus oropharyngeal carcinoma?
Of course, Scott. I went to undergraduate at the University of Michigan, did my residency at Henry Ford Hospital, and was then recruited to join the faculty at the University of Michigan. I've had numerous roles in radiology, and head and neck imaging has always been a primary focus. In the evaluation of HPV plus oropharyngeal carcinoma, both MRI and CT have significant roles. MRI is often preferred for its superior soft tissue resolution, which aids in delineating tumor boundaries, perineural invasion, and involvement of adjacent structures. CT, on the other hand, is invaluable for assessing bony involvement and is quicker, making it a practical choice for initial staging. The choice between MRI and CT often depends on the clinical question at hand.
That makes sense. How about advancements in PET imaging for detecting metastasis in HPV plus oropharynx cancer?
Well, PET imaging has seen remarkable advancements in recent years. One of the most significant improvements is the use of PTCT and PET MRI. These hybrid techniques combine the metabolic information from PET with the anatomic detail from CT or MRI, providing a comprehensive evaluation of both primary tumors and metastatic disease. This is particularly useful in HPV plus oropharyngeal cancer, where metastatic spread can be unpredictable. Additionally, newer PET tracers targeting specific tumor markers are being researched, which could further enhance the specificity and sensitivity of PET imaging.
Fascinating. Could you shed some light on imaging biomarkers for predicting prognosis in HPV plus oropharyngeal cancer?
Absolutely, Scott. Imaging biomarkers have gained significant attention as tools for predicting prognosis in HPV plus oropharyngeal cancer. MRI and PET can provide functional imaging biomarkers, such as apparent diffusion coefficient, ADC values from diffusion-weighted imaging, DWI, or standardized uptake values, SUVs, from PET. These biomarkers can correlate with tumor aggressiveness and response to therapy. Furthermore, multidisciplinary teams, which I always emphasize the importance of, are researching radiomic features, quantitative features derived from imaging data, that could help in better risk stratification and tailored treatment approaches.
Interesting. Now, regarding differential imaging features, how do HPV plus oropharyngeal tumors differ from HPV tumors on imaging studies?
That's an excellent question, Scott. HPV plus tumors generally present with distinct imaging characteristics compared to HPV tumors. HPV plus oropharyngeal cancers tend to have smaller primary tumors but more extensive lymph node involvement. On MRI, they may appear as well-defined masses with less necrosis, whereas HPV tumors often present as larger, more irregular masses with central necrosis. These differential features are crucial for radiologists to recognize as they impact both diagnosis and treatment planning.
Great insights, Dr. Mukherjee. Can you talk about the use of functional imaging, specifically DWI and DCE MRI, in HPV plus oropharyngeal cancer?
Certainly. Diffusion-weighted imaging, DWI, and dynamic contrast-enhanced MRI, DCE MRI, are functional imaging techniques that provide additional information beyond conventional imaging. DWI measures the diffusion of water molecules within tissue and can indicate tumor cellularity. Lower ADC values often correspond to higher tumor cellularity and aggressiveness. DCE MRI, on the other hand, evaluates the vascular properties of tumors by analyzing the contrast agent's dynamics within the tissue, providing insights into tumor angiogenesis. Both techniques are valuable in initial staging, monitoring treatment response, and predicting outcomes in HPV plus oropharyngeal cancer.
That's very informative. Moving on to radiomics and machine learning, how are these technologies shaping the future of imaging in HPV plus oropharyngeal cancer?
Radiomics and machine learning are indeed revolutionizing medical imaging. By extracting a large number of quantitative features from imaging data, radiomics enables the identification of patterns that may not be visible to the human eye. Machine learning algorithms can then analyze these patterns to predict clinical outcomes, treatment response, and potentially even tailor individualized treatment plans. In HPV plus oropharyngeal cancer, these technologies hold the promise of enhancing diagnostic accuracy, improving prognostic assessments, and ultimately leading to more personalized and effective treatments.
Incredible. How does HPV status impact tumor volume and imaging characteristics in oropharyngeal cancer?
HPV status significantly impacts both tumor volume and imaging characteristics. HPV plus oropharyngeal cancers often present with smaller primary tumors, but have extensive nodal involvement as previously mentioned. These tumors are generally well-defined and less aggressive in appearance compared to HPV tumors. Moreover, HPV plus tumors respond better to treatment and are associated with a better prognosis. Understanding these differences is fundamental for radiologists and oncologists in developing appropriate treatment strategies.
Finally, Dr. Mukherjee, what would you recommend as the pre-treatment imaging workup protocol for patients with HPV plus oropharyngeal cancer?
A comprehensive pre-treatment imaging workup is crucial for patients with HPV plus oropharyngeal cancer. First, a high-resolution contrast-enhanced CT or MRI of the neck should be performed to assess the primary tumor and regional lymph nodes. PET CT or PET MRI should be considered for evaluating distant metastasis. Functional imaging techniques like DWI and DCE MRI can provide additional information on tumor biology and help in treatment planning. A multidisciplinary approach involving radiologists, oncologists, and surgeons is essential to ensure the most accurate staging and optimal treatment strategy. I've given over 500 or 600 lectures in my life emphasizing the importance of such comprehensive and collaborative approaches.
Thank you, Dr. Mukherjee, for sharing your valuable insights on this intricate subject. It's been an enlightening session.
Thank you, Scott. It was a pleasure to be here. I'm glad I could contribute to this important educational module.
That's all for this episode of Medical Imaging Insights. Stay tuned for more episodes where we dive into the latest advancements in medical imaging. Until next time, stay healthy and informed.